The 30-second move-on ad attacking the Bush Medicare plan will run all day today on CNN during programs like Larry King Live and Wolf Blitzer. It features President Bush delivering the State of the Union address with a voiceover suggesting what the president should be saying.
My Medicare bill has real drug benefits, but not for you, for my contributors at the big drug companies. My bill actually forbids Medicare from negotiating lower drug prices, so you'll probably have to pay more for your prescriptions than you do now. And you won't be able to get cheaper prescriptions from Canada. The Bush Medicare sellout is enough to make you sick.
MoveOn is planning to run similar ads in election battleground states like Wisconsin in the near future. It closes with the visual that has become the trademark of MoveOn ads, the word misleader in large letters over President Bush's face. But Scott Hoganson from the Republican National Committee says it's the ad that is misleading. He says it ignores millions of seniors who support the new drug plan.
The president's Medicare plan was approved and endorsed by AARP, the largest coalition of, you know, elder citizens in the United States with tens of millions of members. And what's good for those members is apparently not good according to these left-wing groups.
Bob Hudak of Wisconsin Citizen Action says the ad is accurate, and his group will try to spread the word through its grassroots network.
The more seniors learn about this bill, the madder they're going to be, and we're trying to channel some of that anger into a quick turnaround. Realistically, it'll take this year for people to get mobilized, and we think we can have an effort next year in the new Congress to fix this bill, or to repeal it and start over.
Hudak says his group is urging voters to call their congresspeople and urge them to support a bill introduced by Senator Russ Feingold that will amend the Bush plan. Feingold's bill would reinstate the ability of the federal Medicare program to negotiate with drug companies for lower prescription drug prices. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.